UWO, taking you all your wrestling action and podcasting to the extreme.
What up, people? UWO Podcast. I'm Kyle Chapman. This is Brian Lopes.
Howdy ho, Winslow.
And it was hot as hell out today for once.
It's fucking hot.
For once.
I got my farmer tan on.
I see. Yeah. I see. It's very nice. It's very appealing.
Two-tone.
All right, got some news, I guess.
Do we though?
Is it really news?
I mean, something happened.
Something happened?
Yeah.
Again?
I mean,
is it Groundhog Day?
I mean, is it?
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead and put it on the screen.
Bye bye. I mean, CM Punk was fired from AEW.
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
They did. You know why he got fired from AEW?
Why, Kyle?
Because he's a big John Morant fan. Oh, I'm going to call him CM Morant for now on. Because once being suspended ain't enough.
Nope.
Nah. You got to go and get suspended again for doing the same exact shit. But, different city. See?
Yeah.
See? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that was in a different country. But what can I say about CM Punk that I actually haven't already said? I was scouring.
I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm like, damn, what really can't be said? Commence. I'm sorry.
All right. A previous episode, I was actually trying to scour to find it.
Yeah. Rinaldi, that's your job.
Hey, Rinaldi, where the hell are you at?
Yeah.
But I was on record saying that, and I quote, wrestling doesn't need you.
Yeah. We're
AEW is doing just fine without you, making record numbers, selling out arenas, had a ridiculous amount of fan support. WWE continued on after you left. Hell, Ring of Honor's back.
Yeah.
Wrestling didn't need you, a locker room cancel, and it's only going to be a matter of time before everybody figures that out. And guess what happened this week?
Another world, no, no.
The real world.
Yeah.
The real world.
The real world. I defended that.
Yeah.
He won against me. I was trying to do him a favor. You know, even though I just saved his ass in the back.
Yep. You did. And you need to stop punching MJF too, by the way. Man. Leave that man alone.
Still a young boy. You gonna learn. There's three things in life you use damn sure about. Death, taxes. Get the fuck out of my way while I'm walking.
Bro, you know...
I'm in my way.
And I'm being so serious when I say this.
Fucking hilarious, by the way. I was like, yo, you asshole.
But I'll get on that later. I'll touch on that a little bit later. But as far as CM Punk goes, if you believe dirt sheets, you're going to hear everything.
Yeah.
Let's see. He choked him out. He beat his ass. He lunged at Tony Khan. He... try to choppy his PP, hit him with a TV monitor, threw him through a table, put him in a chokehold. Wasn't that another one?
Super kick party
too.
Yeah.
He was invited to that one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, here's what's got me, and I'm pretty sure I've heard you or seen you on a post with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
With this, I should say, sharing the same sentiments. Jack Perry still got a job.
Yeah, he does.
And if you ask me, if somebody goes on a live camera and pretty much goes off script, to rub in something that you already had an altercation about, isn't that multiple infraction of the same thing as well?
Yeah. Blatant. On camera. In front of the world. In a different country.
Yeah. But I, person whose name who you hear is...
CM Punk.
CM Punk. Because CM Punk got on camera and said this is real glass after being told by veteran staff and also by the pretty much everybody that can talk to you to not use real glass. And you made it a point. He made it a point. Should say CM Punk. That was CM Punk that did that.
Yeah.
That made it a point to show this is real glass. That was CM Punk, right?
No. That was Jack Perry.
So CM Punk was the one that approached Jack Perry previously, or was Jack Perry the one that approached CM Punk previously?
Like, are you asking the question?
Yeah, I'm being
like,
serious. I mean,
no. What the story that's been told, and it's been confirmed, and again, credible source here, a guy by the name of Mark Henry.
Yeah, who I busted there, open. Yep.
Okay, it's been proven. Punk was one of the advisors at AEW, whether he was working backstage at Dynamite or working at Collision. So for people who don't know, Punk had a two-way contract. So, and if you notice when they get to the statement of, you know, terminating his contracts, that means more than one.
Yeah.
You know, like Brandon Cutler, the GOAT, he got a two-contract deal. He films shit and then he wrestles. He barely wrestles, he gets paid for filming shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So... like, I'm just using that as an example, but you know what I mean? But Punk had a two-way deal. So when it came to advice and stuff from veterans, Punk was considered one of the people backstage that you can go and talk to, and they'll ask for advice. And his say kind of goes. But then again, it's a continuation of the topic, because I'll let you finish, because I want to jump in on this after.
Go ahead.
But there comes a point in time where accountability needs to be put on some people. And it can't always... there's way too many things that have been said this past week. It's like, do you blame Punk for stepping up to him? Do you see the shit they're actually putting him through? I hate to be the conspiracy theorist, but it seems like they've had it out for him for a pretty long time.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta think logically here, people, at times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are the executive vice president of a company.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because remember, we can correlate this back to that incident. Punk said what he said. And the Elite walked up on him. You're executive vice presidents of this company since day one. Y'all decide... okay, I'm going to pull up and handle that business.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have been like, yo, I'm going to send three of my goons in there and go handle that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, you guys chose to walk in there. Mind you, Elite got their slap on the wrist. Punk had his slap on the wrist. And visually, it looks like Punk was out longer. But it was due to injury.
Yeah.
He got hurt during that match when he won the title, eating the damn cupcake.
Yeah.
So visually, it does look worse it looks worse on Punk's end. Because he was out longer. But in all actuality, whatever the suspension was what, like 2 months for the Elite?
I believe it was two or three. One or two.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 months, and then it came back and won the Trios title.
Yeah.
Or started the thing for the
that
Trios
seven title. Damn match tournament.
Which was fire.
And you know what? I'm sorry to get off subject real quick. I was totally against the seven matches.
Yeah.
But it was well done.
It was very
good. I got to give them that. But go ahead, man.
But no. It's like... they came back during that time period. What if Punk wasn't injured? Would Punk have come back? Would there not have been this big tournament?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The tournament all happened because Punk was injured. They knew he wasn't going to be back anyway. But Punk was considered one of the guys that you do go talk to for advice from veterans. Like, he's in that group with Jerry Lynn, Dean Malenko, Chris Hero, who now works there. Guys like Brian, guys like Moxley, guys like Claude. Like, guys who've actually achieved shit. People want to go in there and talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll let you continue because there is more to that later on. But you were saying about the whole Jack Perry and CM Punk.
Yeah, but the only thing you're going to see about Jack Perry, as far as Dirt Sheets is concerned, number one, I fucking hate Dirt Sheets. I'm pretty much adamant. I'm pretty much adamant about that. I'm totally done with Dirt Sheets in their entirety. But however, I do a podcast. You know, I have to keep up with the rumors. I have to see the
have to talk about it.
As the man that got eaten, you know, Jersey's still hanging.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the ghost.
You know what I mean? But as he would say, all these fucking fickle-ass Twitters and the IWC, oh, See, you know, I gotta try and get the Eddie voice going. Oh, CM Punk's out of control. CM Punk is always attacking people. CM Punk. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of everybody who had their panties in a bunch when I mentioned that young, I don't know the safe male or female, but I'm gonna say Nyla Rose.
You cannot say that.
I'm sorry.
We'll get in trouble.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
As you were saying about, you know, Trouble
Boy. So when I talk about Dare Goose?
About who?
Dare Goose.
Dare Goose?
Dare Goose.
Huh? You know, it's not a real thing, right?
What, Dare Goose?
Dare Goose, yeah. It's not a real thing at all.
It's not?
Fictional. It was made up.
It was?
It was in a movie.
Was it?
The Pest.
So then who killed Eddie?
I don't know. Wait. How am I supposed to know? I was the Dare Goose. That was the rumor. It's what the dirt sheets were saying.
Aha.
Aha.
See what you did there. All right. But seriously, though, man, all of the dirt sheets are saying nothing but disrespect for Punk. All the IWC, nothing but disrespect for Punk. Hell, I'm even starting to feel bad for the guy. Man, I can't stand him. But in all actuality.
That is true, by the way. Hates Punk.
I really do. I'm sorry. And it's not anything personal.
Yeah.
It's not. Phil Brooks, probably cool as shit. However, CM Punk, fuck that guy. Anyway.
It's like Dan when he talks about Shawn Michaels.
Exactly.
Or B Rob when he talks about The Undertaker or Matt Hardy.
What does he have against The Undertaker, bro?
I'm more concerned about his beef with Matt Hardy.
Oh, yeah, that's unhealthy.
Like, seriously.
Shout out to the homie B Rob.
For real.
But, nobody is saying anything negatively about the young man who pretty much disrespected everybody who came before him that actually passed on that advice to not do that. You know what I mean? Like let it go. Like, don't do that. You don't want to do that. We don't want it. Don't do it. You're going to do it anyway, and you're going to make it a point of actually rubbing it in their faces. That's just utter disrespect. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the wrestling business, but I'm pretty sure that there's a fucking pecking order.
Yeah.
Your legends, the people who paved the way for you, then you're a bitch ass. If you're going against that pecking order, it's fucking not, I'm not even going to say it's unprofessional. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it's flat out fucking immature, childish, and stupid. Okay? People are trying to make sure that they can pass down the entire business that have given them their way of life to you and have you continue on in that, with that baton and keep running. Mm-hmm. If you are going against what they're saying, you're going against what their fucking president of the company is saying, you're going against what everybody is telling you to do it, why the fuck do we need you? You're bad for business and not for nothing. Hate to say this, but it's true. You've gotten better, but you're not a draw. Nobody tunes in to AEW to watch Jack Perry. Raise your hands if you tune into AEW like this Jack Perry match is going to be the best match ever.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously. CM Punk, as much as I hated the guy, put asses in seats. And you just let go of somebody who did that. Mm-hmm. Okay? Congo said that they wouldn't have sold 81,000 without him. Debatable, but hey, you're in the business, I'm not.
Yeah.
His merchandise ridiculously sold. Hell, ice cream sales went up when he debuted. We just got rid of that much of our revenue.
Yep.
To keep your bitch ass, and you can't even just do us a simple favor as and just listen to somebody who probably has more knowledge. He's probably forgot more about wrestling than you've ever learned.
Yeah.
But go ahead, bro.
But no, I 100% agree. The piling out on Punk, I understand it's a cool thing to do for a lot of people, but look at some of the facts that have been given out, right? Let's go to just All In, okay? Back in London. The day of, or the day before, shall I say.
Mm-hmm. What up, Bert?
All of a sudden...
Hey, baby!
All of a sudden, hello, Miss Carrie. All of a sudden, mysteriously, the day before the biggest show in the company's history, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me the biggest star, because let's be honest, when we're talking, aside from Chris Jericho, the biggest star in that company is CM Punk. If you want to talk about where they level of success that they have.
I'm not even going to bullshit you here. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of just star power alone, yes. I think as of current events, CM Punk is a bigger name than Chris Jericho is.
Okay, so the biggest star in your company, day before the biggest show ever, mysteriously doesn't have an Uber to the hotel?
Nope.
He forgot how to use Uber?
Yep.
Or it's not like he was using a service that the company was providing for them.
What up, Gabe?
Fired that maybe we don't know.
Jacqueline Perry.
you know what I'm saying? So, and then he has nobody there to help him. Nobody from AEW is there. Not one car, not one person. Because best I checked, if you're a star in some of these companies, most likely you're getting pretty exclusive service.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Phil Brooks, whether he provides it for himself or not, could afford that type of service.
Pretty much.
So I'm assuming,
if you can pay for everybody's ice cream in a fucking arena, you can afford an Uber.
And by the way, I still want that fucking ice cream. So do I. I know it's probably stale as shit, but I'll gladly buy one. But no, but like when it comes to this situation, it's like, doesn't that seem fishy that the day before the biggest show, all the shit starts going wrong? This motherfucker said I had to take the subway.
Yeah.
A fan tweeted a picture of him and Punk on the subway like this saying, hey, it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody he can't be an asshole 24/7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I asked Kyle this on the phone a couple days ago. We were talking about the whole Punk situation. I said, yo, let me ask you a question. Where we're from, we're not like Google. We're not Compton. We're not Chicago. We're not New York.
Nah, Providence is pretty bad.
Yeah, but
all right. Rhode Island's pretty shitty place.
If somebody says what, one.
Go ahead.
That's two. Three.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Five.
Yep.
And six.
Okay. Get it together. Get it together. Get it together. Say it.
There you go. We are watching, by the way, it's the weirdest thing because I know who just posted that. We are watching a throwback episode of Impact I have on, and currently the beautiful people are playing strip poker in the back.
I'm not paying any attention to it.
I glanced down.
I'm reading the comments.
And this is what I saw.
I'm here for the comments.
And now, you know, Sean Morley, a.k.a. Valvinus, is sitting there for some reason.
Sorry, can't. Not looking at the TV screen. I can't look at
the TV. Okay, so back to the show. But no, like, it's fucked up that all this stuff's going on. And then there's other reports coming out where it was like, you know, Punk, Tony Khan, The Elite, Hangman Page, Kenny, The Bucks, we're all supposed to meet up and have a squash it meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That meeting got canceled that week. This was going prior to them going to London that same week. So that's a little bit of more news that just got brought out. Like, you mean to tell me you've been playing nice on Collision, you've been doing your own fucking thing, everything's been okay, they're asking you to do something, they're asking you to do your job as one of those higher-ups in that company. And I know a lot of people say, oh, Punk thinks he's a leader, but he has a leader mentality. That's always been who he is. He's a guy who goes to his own pace, or beat of his own drum or whatever. Everybody knows he's that type of guy. And in the real world, not like Hollywood, you know, because growing up in Beverly Hills, you think you can say and do whatever you want. We all see Malibu's Most Wanted. Malibu. But we can't sit there and say, all right, you didn't see that coming. To me, it's like, all right, now this is being brought up, this is being brought up, this is being brought up. They were pushing Punk to that edge. And I think whoever it was, maybe there was a little birdie to gas up Jack Perry and say, yo, when you get next to that limo glass, slap it a couple times. Maybe Jack took the info, put his little twist on it and said, cry me a river. Everybody knew who you were talking to. The story got leaked.
Pretty much.
I understand it. Like, don't get me wrong. I 100% agree what Punk did was wrong. He shouldn't have pulled up on Jack Perry. But I understand why he did it. But now it's at a point in time where it looks like The Elite or Tony Khan were able to finally find a way to separate from this dude. Now, What does Punk do? That's a whole different conversation. But for AEW right now, to me, y'all need to get back to where you were right before you signed him.
Yeah.
Because you guys were everyone's favorite. Every episode of Dynamite, fire. Every pay-per-view, fire. There was not a bad pay-per-view for years when we were talking about AEW. All of a sudden, Phil shows up and there's all this drama. And AEW is now getting talked about. We all starting to see Tony Yayo come out a little bit more. It's like maybe he was, I won't say the word cancerous because it's disrespectful to people with cancer, but maybe he was
a locker room dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, we grew up in an era where there was a ton of locker room dickheads.
Mass amounts.
ECW.
It was full, chock full of locker.
Literally.
Chock full.
They had fist fights every fucking night. And then they'd fight the audience together.
And Bully Ray was probably in like 98% of those
fights. He started riots.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. AEW, you guys got to be smarter about how you run your business.
Yeah.
Like, Bubba's been saying this for a couple of days on Busted Open. For the past 2 days on Busted Open, he said, and mind you, I know the answer to this question. Who the fuck is the person who runs talent relations? Do you know the answer to that?
Would that be Tony?
No. Not Tony, but the person who's supposed to handle your contracts, handle your traveling, handle your negotiate all of your deals, your businesses.
Is it Kenny?
No.
Who is it?
It's actually Christopher Daniels.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But see, here's the thing. When you're a guy who does talent relations, you're the law. Like, you got to be that voice. Like, back in the Attitude Era, it was JR.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't listen to JR, he had Dr. Death sitting there at the corner like, yo, we're doing it one way or another. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got this Oklahoma boy right here. Something can happen.
Yeah.
But you need somebody that these motherfuckers respect. With all due respect to Christopher Daniels, you mean to tell me you have Dean Malenko, you have Jerry fucking Lynn, you just added a guy like Chris Hero, who's a 6'8" beast, or 6'5" beast. You got Mark Henry. Out of all people, Mark fucking Henry. You got Paul White. You've had Paul White for how many years now?
Yeah.
That should be the guy who's saying, all right, look, cut the shit. What's the problem? What's the beef between you? What's the beef between you? If shit jumps off, I'm yoking you up. I'm yoking you up. It doesn't have to. Like, I understand the AEW in the modern day world wants to be sunshine and rainbows. But you got to have a little bit of that old school mentality, and these young guys need to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's hooking you up with advice and trying to prolong your career so you can make money, you don't want to listen to it, cool. But you shouldn't say what you said. And Punk, it's hard to defend you. It's fucking hard to defend you, goddammit. But deuces.
Yeah.
Deuces. By the way, the match was fucking great with him and Joe.
Yeah. I mean, excuse me, I gotta use another Eddie. No! You're telling me that. Of course it was good. I mean, you didn't even bring up the khakis.
Yeah.
If you would have brought the khakis, would have put it over there.
Five
stars. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it happened in Japan, it would be 5 stars.
All right, what's next on the agenda?
Let's see. Where would you like to go? We have got some new champions.
Do you want to go up one? Oh, yeah, stay on it. Stay on AEW, baby.
Okay, I mean, we got a whole weekend of shit.
Put it on the screen.
Well, I totally missed the click, but...
Boy, did you fuck that up.
All right.
Put it on the screen.
Yeah, I did it again because you hit the table. We have technical difficulties for some reason.
Fuck it.
Put it on the screen. All right. The orange has been crushed. See what
you did there? See what you did there.
Yes, but Orange Cassidy was loose. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
I see what he did there.
I see what he did there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Orange Cassidy is no longer your AEW International Champion, John Moxley.
Three things. Orange Cassidy. Three things. I'm going to save my hot take for the third, okay? Number one thing. John Moxley is involved in a match.
Yep.
With any opponent who's bleeding.
Oh, John Moxley is going to be bleeding at one point or another.
John Moxley didn't even bleed, baby.
Well, until like midway through the match.
He didn't bleed.
It legit. I looked at the time. It was legit like 10 plus minutes that.
I didn't see him bleeding. Bleeding.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, take that one back. All right.
Well, to the very end. So, close enough.
Number two. And this is where it starts to build up to my hot take. Okay?
Okay, I see what you're
doing. Wrong call. As much as I love Mox, trust me, I have absolutely nothing against Mox. I respect everything that man does in the ring. That is somebody who puts asses in seats. All right? Now, who? Let me word this right. Not who. The way that the prestige was built, being built for that international title.
Yes.
Hate to say that. But to me, anyway, the amount of respect that Orange Cassidy brought to that belt actually eclipsed the World Heavyweight Championship. That man defended that title at least once a week.
I agree.
Against how many million motherfuckers you want to throw him at? Okay?
He literally fought 22 at one time.
Yeah.
Or 20 people at one time.
And one.
Still
one. And here's the thing about that, right? Mm-hmm. Point out the bad match.
Still looking.
Can't find one. Not one.
So
he stole a fucking couple of shows. That man was your workhorse. And as much as I know that every title comes to an end, every title reign, I should say, comes to an end, I was actually discussing this with my boy Law, who's pretty much an old school wrestler. Wrestling, regardless of what company you're in, you're going to have some type of thing that's recycled, remodeled, re-engineered for your brand. Hell, Money in the Bank, Feast and Fire. Okay? Anything. All right? Battle Royal, Royal Rumble, whatever, it's always going to be recycled. There's no original idea in wrestling.
Okay?
And if it is original, it gets fucking criticized and compared to some other things. But anyway, this was a perfect situation where at All In or All Out, Orange Cassidy could have said, I defended this title 30 semi times.
Yep. Okay?
This ranking, I beat everybody on that damn ranking.
Pretty much, yeah.
If somebody's in this ring with MJF, it should be the international champion.
Yeah.
And then at All In or All Out, whichever one you want to fucking do, because I know All In was bigger than All Out. I understand that.
Yeah.
Even though it was a glorified house show.
It was.
All right?
Both of them were really good. Both were really good.
All right? Why couldn't he incorporate some type of original take, shall we say, to an option C?
Only because it's being done by Impact right now.
Mm.
And it would, and also NWA in a way, with the TV title in the seven. You have to defend the title seven times.
You watch NWA?
Huh?
I haven't watched NWA since Tyrus.
I'll be honest, now that he lost the belt.
You're back on it?
I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Mind you, Camille lost the belt too.
Oh, damn.
So she had it for like 600 days.
Shit, I didn't even know she still fucking
had it. You know what I'm saying? And they got black people as tag champions.
For the culture.
That's right.
For the culture.
No, they look like the New Age Doom.
Okay.
what was it called? They were BFT, literally Blunt Force Trauma. But no.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was I? What were we talking about? I completely lost.
Wow.
I'm high.
The amount of weed that
of is... Orange Cassidy. Oh, yeah, no. Moon Rocks. Moon Rocks.
Okay.
It's a different name.
I know.
It's good.
You're floating right now.
Yeah. Walking on sunshine. but no, Orange Cassidy, or the option C
you were talking about.
When it comes to option C, here's the thing. Impact barely uses it, too. So, would it be considered fair game?
Yeah.
Or
the international champion, or any champion who has held their title for at least 6 months?
I'd say you set a goal.
Yeah.
You set a goal for a title. Like, you get this title, you defend it a certain amount of times, you get the challenge up.
Yeah.
So, I say throw like a number like 15. If you make it through 15 title defenses.
Hell, he doubled that.
I mean, the sad thing is, he did. Yeah. He did, so shit, maybe he did. Is Orange the next guy for Max?
I hope. It's not going to be because he's involved in this storyline right now, but I hope. I mean, if anybody's earned enough clout to challenge a champion, it's somebody who has the amount of wins that he has in a row.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what the fuck's the point of that ranking system? What the fuck's the point of the little records on the bottom of everybody's marquee name?
Yeah.
If you're not going to reward somebody for winning in a company that winning matters, throw the whole damn thing away.
I agree. And like I said, I'm not opposed to throwing a number out there. Mm-hmm. For any title, as a matter of fact. Like, say the TBS and TNT titles. You throw it on there. If you can defend it on 10 episodes of Dynamite or 10 episodes of Rampage.
The TNT title?
Yeah.
If you can defend 10 times, congratulations. Well, I mean, that's no record.
I mean, you know, Christian's on his way. I mean, Luchasaurus is on his way.
You know, Luchasaurus is champion, all right.
Who?
The guy that actually won the title.
So why doesn't he hold it? If it's his belt, why doesn't he hold it?
Because Christian knows who his daddy is.
I get it.
Sorry, no, go ahead.
I actually just got that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it's the opposable thumbs. Ah. I get it. Tree pushers, you know, yes, it's a hard job.
I got you, I got you. Not the mama.
Go ahead. You telling Dina I want that. She hasn't made it yet. God damn it, I want it. But I agree with that sentiment. I believe there should be a system where you could, you know, defend a title and get a certain amount of wins and challenge for a world title. Mm-hmm. Same thing, like I was saying, for the women's title. TBS title does the same thing. But when it comes to Orange, man, I don't want to say this in a negative way, so I hope you guys understand it. He is this year's Dax Harwood. Remember last year when we talked about Dax Harwood and he was like, yo, no matter who you put him in the ring with, it was a fucking banger?
Yeah.
Last year, we were all like, yo, Dax is the fucking man.
Yeah.
We got to say the same about Orange. And if anything, he has a better resume.
He's beaten everybody.
He was almost international champion for a whole year.
He's beaten everybody.
He holds the record for the most title defenses of anybody with any title in AEW.
He might be even, I mean, Roman's held the belt for 3 years, but he might have more defenses than Roman.
And the sad thing is, it might be true. If not, he's nipping at Roman's heels
in
1 year. So, and he's beat credible names. Think about the names.
Yes.
Ospreys, he's been in the ring.
Yes.
He was in the ring with fucking Zack Sabre Jr.
Pac, pretty much everybody that is considered mid-card talent in AEW, and international talent, you name it. He's put on fucking clinics with him.
And this is why I'm not mad that Mox beat him. Mm. You know, it's nothing against Orange, but like, you want to, if you're going to build the legacy of this title, all right, you just had a ridiculous title reign in Orange Cassidy. A statistic that, let's be honest, because we're going to talk about another title statistics pretty soon, it's possible we may never see that again with that title, let alone any other title in AEW. Like, we got high up there in the high 20s with Jade Cargill, but, you know, to be in the 30s like that with Orange, it could be a new standard that AEW can play around with for years. Because remember, the company's only 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be years and years ahead that they can make sure nobody gets that number. But you want to build that prestige with that title, and, you know, you go from a guy like Pac, who's an amazing fucking wrestler.
One of the most underrated.
Then you go to Orange Cassidy, who just had a ridiculously great run with that.
Hate to say it, ridiculously underrated.
Ridiculously underrated. And now you need that star name to solidify the belt and make sure that everybody knows this is that mid-card title. This is the title that people should be gunning for.
So why would you put it on a mid-carder?
Well, that's the thing. It's been on the mid-carder so far.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're giving that credibility of a world champion.
Hey, I know that guy. I think we were just talking about him earlier.
Not him. No. But the...
I see what you're doing there. What do you see on the screen right now?
Titties! Right. Two. Black. Go. There. Side. More side.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
I'm an easily distracted man.
I see.
But having Moxley be that guy to get that title, who is Mr. AEW? Let's be honest. If you want to talk about who's the guy that the AEW fans rally behind, whether he's face or heel, he's just that. That's our fucking guy. Like, who represents AEW? He does.
Mm-hmm.
John Moxley. So putting the belt on Moxley, it helps give that international championship its credibility.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like you already had the good base for the winner. You had a great run that could stand the test of time for a long time. And now you put that name on it. And now that that name's on it, that belt's going to be certified.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be officially their number two belt instead of that TNT title.
Which is their 24/7 title. Say what you want to say. Nobody's built any sort of prestige with that belt.
Okay, look. I don't know what time Dinosaurs reruns. All right? But when it comes on, I'm challenging for that belt. I can't use Disney Plus because that's on demand.
All right.
It's like a money in the bank.
I see.
All right. So what is next on the old agenda?
Really quick. Let's talk about All Out.
Let's go.
What stood out to you? What was like a highlight? What was good? What was bad? Yeah, don't mind me. I gotta get in the ring.
I mean, here's the thing about it, right? One little thing about it. Tell you the thing about it.
Actually, I just realized it's Tuesday.
As much as it's gonna pain me to say this, All Out. Was Tracy McGrady.
Wow.
Dunking after Vince Carter. The glorified house show was better. Not saying All Out sucked. All Out sucked. Not at all.
No, agreed.
Not at all. Agreed. It was just that to have a premium light event, pay-per-view, whatever the hell you want to call it, the very next week after you have what you are calling your biggest show, kind of takes a little bit of luster away from me. But action was good. Let's see. Kenny Omega is back. Yeah. I don't know if he's still hurt, but it didn't look like it. I kind of got turned off when Orange lost, though. I'm not going to lie.
On who?
When Orange lost, kind of got turned off by it.
I mean, that was the main event, so the show was over.
I see what you did there. But it kind of did turn me off to it, though, man. Honestly, because I always say you always remember how the show ends.
Yeah.
And my last impression of that is going to be someone whose title reign that I loved, enjoyed, actually said that this is the fucking fight of the night.
Yeah.
Till it got topped. But having seen him go down really sucked to me, man. Took a lot of listing of it. But besides that, what else stood out? Man, they probably stole the show.
I just want to say this. I would like to apologize to a specific professional wrestler that works for AEW.
Who?
Who had an amazing matchup.
Who?
An amazing matchup.
Who?
It was a match. Who? It's funny you say that because it was two meaty men bumping meat. Meat slap. Meat forever. Let's go meat.
Are you talking about Hobbs?
No, I must apologize to Miro.
And his?
Well, is it his though? Because from what I've seen, he renounced her. So, I'm assuming this.
By the way, my bad. AEW paid this man his royalties.
As I was saying.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
His beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning.
Yep.
Blonde.
Yes.
Bodacious.
Hot.
And
flexible.
Which I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Limber, my boy. TikToking.
Yeah.
Booty popping.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Perry.
Yeah.
Just debuted in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
And Miro said, no, I want nothing to do with you. And he walked away. Ladies and gentlemen, Miro's getting cucked for the second time. And now this time, we're getting the AEW edition. So you know what that means.
That Cornette loved it.
The video segments are going to be fucking great.
Sorry.
If there was ever a time you wanted a slip on national television, with something like this happening, it probably will. No, I'm just joking. But no, I mean, we're going to get Miro getting cut 2.0, but now it's not Rusev Day where he's just going to sit there and take it. It's going to be Miro, I'm going to murder somebody.
Rusev Day.
Yeah, like it's about to be bad. I believe what we're about to get out of Miro is going to be fun. And shout out to him and Powerhouse Hobbs. That match legitimately reignited the show. Like, there was a little point in time where you could see it was kind of meh. Like, the crowd was a little quiet. But then there's something about two big meaty men bumping meats.
Something about that match, though. My pay-per-view kept lagging.
Huh?
So my pay-per-view, whenever I tried to get it back, you know what I mean, was just not quite pay-per-viewing.
Yeah.
So I had to switch to a different channel on pay-per-view. And I didn't miss the good portion of that match because of the pay-per-view.
You didn't call your digital satellite customer service, did you?
You know what? Sunday night they were closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't work weekends.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Funny how that works out.
I know, man. Shit.
I just get a fire stick. Oh, I don't lose connection on my
pay-per-view.
Signal's really good. It's crisp, high definition, 4K.
Yeah. Pretty because good. You paid for it.
Yeah.
On
pay-per-view.
Support the artist.
That's right. Support creators. Shout out to Lacey Evans. Shout out to Velvet Sky.
Oh, my Lord.
Shout out to Andy
Rose. Hey, man, you got me in trouble, by the way.
Huh?
Man. You.
What?
All the research purposes.
Kyle.
Can't be cussing me out.
We do a podcast, all right? We got to talk to these people. And we got to edumacate them.
Yeah.
So how can we not edumacate them
if without we don't do the research?
See? You see what I did there?
See, Kerry?
See?
He's doing it
We're
for
doing
you.
We're doing it for you.
We're doing it for you.
You. Just don't pay for it. That's the
I'm about to get
unlike a pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view.
Pay for a pay-per-view.
I'm about to get cussed out. You know that? Yeah. I.
Huh?
She said, I do not be cussing you out. You will now, though. All right, so wrap up all out in a hole for you.
In a hole for me, great show, great effort. Everyone, but can I just take a minute?
Mm-hmm. Oh!
I got a new match of the year.
Go ahead.
Clem Digger. Brian, I feel okay a week later, Danielson.
Hey.
You're ducking that smoke from my boy Nigel.
Ducking it.
You're ducking the smoke.
Ducking it.
But you know who he wasn't ducking? He
was not ducking.
The boy Ricky Starks. By the way, that match was
fucking phenomenal.
Kyle, we've known each other for how long?
I was...
Decades.
Let's see. I would say, what's second grade?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. Would you trust me to take a leather strap and slap you across the face?
No.
Okay. Bravo. Because y'all beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, he dedicated it to Bray.
Woo. They went out there and put on a fucking show.
Yeah.
Then this is where I talk about going over and getting over. Ricky Starks
is on that underrated chart, baby.
Nah, he ain't underrated no more. No. Rock that.
He's arrived.
Listen, there's an open roster spot in the main event.
Yeah.
All right? Who wants it? Ricky Starks wants it.
Mm-hmm. Orange
Miro
Cassidy.
Wants it. Orange Cassidy wants it.
Jack Perry does not.
Yeah, he doesn't want it.
Jack Perry doesn't want it.
He'd rather play with glass. Darby Allin wants it.
Well, does Darby Allin's body want it? Because it's starting to...
That's a whole different story. Like, look, just chill for like a week. You'll feel fine.
Why would you do that spot? Why the fuck would he do that?
This fucking guy.
Yeah. By the way, that's the BME.
And here's the crazy thing, right? We were just talking about Darby Allin. He takes advice from Sting.
Yeah.
How hard is it for these young boys to take advice? Just
say. Hate to say this, but we're talking about Sting.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Borden. So what happens is when Sting opens up his mouth, okay, you do, as my man Eddie Ortiz has said,
yeah,
you sit down, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't even pick up a beer.
No.
Pick up a pencil.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fuck. Listen.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
That's all it is.
Oh, because she was going to interfere, but she didn't.
Hey, it's not on Becky Lynch. We already just put on NXT.
She's trying to put over Tiffany Stratton.
But no, there's a lot of guys now. There are opportunities for these guys to step up. And Ricky Starks, to me, showed the fuck out. Like, the boy is absolute in my book. He's a star, and I'm still kind of happy they have Collision. That's another discussion for another time.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Can I say it?
Okay.
Can I say it? Okay. He's the Roman Reigns of Team Taz. He is the Seth Rollins of Team Taz.
Aside from Brian Cage, I would not be opposed to a Team Taz reunion.
But Brian Cage is
Yeah, I said aside from Brian Cage.
Because he's busy.
Yeah, he's yes. part of the embassy. Yes. The embassy.
The mogul embassy.
That's right. But no, I would not be opposed. And instead of Brian Cage, give me Big Bill. There you go. Boom. New Team Taz.
You have just reformed Team Taz.
Team Taz 2.0.
And probably better.
Legit.
Yeah.
You tried it once. It didn't work. You try it again.
It worked, though.
It did work. That's the thing. I thought it worked.
Yeah. So. And this time Hook's actually going to fight. Not just get sent.
This motherfucker's cutting promos.
When did he start talking?
During when he decides to record a video?
He learned how to talk.
I guess.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. But no, overall,
all underrated.
Out, very underrated. All right. All out phenomenal show, top to bottom. No complaints.
Okay. And what's next on the old agenda?
All right. You want to go, would you like to go, or we can stay.
How about one below that?
This one?
Yeah, because I got something I got to get off of my chest.
All right.
Yeah. Let's put it on the screen. Okay. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am safe and I am not fearing for my life.
You're fearing for your life?
No, I don't fear for my life, Kyle. Go right ahead.
Are you fearing for your life?
Not right now.
Do you got to fire me?
Probably not. You should be good.
All right.
Yeah, you said you had something to get off your chest. I just wanted to be careful for legal reasons.
Okay.
Too soon?
Cade Kubnick. Dabo Swinney, hashtag all in, Clemson Tigers, college football team, number 9 rating, got blown the fuck out by Duke University, football team, By the way, DJ, you only like looked fucking great in Oregon State. You chose that fucking bum over him. That number 9 rating's bye-bye. Bye-bye. They were having a debate on the radio. Is Dabo Swinney's championship days over? If that's the motherfucker you put your trust in, yes. Not everybody can be Trevor Lawrence. How the fuck did you lose to Duke University, man? Coach K ain't coaching over there. Go ahead.
I am not lying to you or anybody listening to this or watching this. Swear to God, I don't. You know me. I don't follow college sports at all.
Yeah.
I had no idea Duke had a football team. I'm dead serious. I'm not bullshit. I literally just Googled it. Be like, wait, Duke does? I only knew them for basketball.
Yeah, everybody only knew them for basketball and lacrosse. Different subject.
Oh, I know.
Different subject.
No, I get that. That was...
But, dude, I can see if you just lost. Any given Saturday, anybody can lose, right?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, Monday. Saturday. Monday in this case. But to lose like that? The fuck off the field. I don't even deserve to be ranked anymore. If I say another good word about Clemson this year, remind me that we fucking lost to Duke. You have my permission every fucking time.
I'm still amazed that Duke has a football team.
I'm still amazed that they scored. Never mind, blew us the fuck out 28-7.
Yeah, I saw the score too. I didn't want to say anything. I want to bring that. I didn't know if you wanted.
Will Shipley, transfer. You want to go to the NFL, transfer. They don't want to play out there, man. This is not a good year to be a Clemson fan. And look who shows up as soon as I bring it up.
Yeah.
Nick Thomas in all his damn glory.
Oh,
man.
Boy. I wish Nick had Skype. This is a great
conversation. I guess we found out where the real Death Valley is. Actually, wait a minute.
I thought it was in Vegas.
How about them LSU Tigers?
Uh-oh.
Don't throw stones, young man. They lost too.
Oh, okay.
All right. But go ahead. You got to bury him.
Nah, I mean, mean, I was going to give a shout out to my homeboy Deion Sanders. I heard he just started this. Yeah, I have a new college football team.
Cocking the burial?
Colorado State. See, I because, you know, Deion, primetime, all right, he once was a Niner, by the way. You know, mm-hmm. The Cowboys.
Did Terry just say Niner Northern for football, too? Yeah. Wait till I get home.
All right. I guess he got a new team in college, right? And these motherfuckers blew them out when they were supposed to be underdogs to by another ranked team, by the way. Mm. TCU.
Ah.
Now, see, I don't know much about college football, but you know what I know about TCU?
That Vegas gave you free money by saying they have 21-point favorites?
That pretty much, yeah. That they're supposed to win.
Yeah.
And you know what else I remember about TCU?
What's that?
Weren't they just in the national championship game?
Not national champion. But, actually, like, where did, was it?
I believe what so.
What was the national championship game last year? It was
It
was like, Georgia versus, was it TCU? I forget.
Jackson?
Go ahead.
But yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he debuted against them and fucking, I saw the highlights. Like, I you know me, I don't watch football. I'm like, oh, it's prime time. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And these boys put up numbers. Holy shit, you had four different receivers with 100 plus yards. Damn. He's a great defender, but goddamn.
Not one pick.
Not one pick.
Defense looked fucking good, even though they could get scored on.
They didn't get scored on.
But they played ball. Understand me. That's 81 or 80, what, 81, 80 plus new fucking transfers in and out.
Yes.
Okay? And they are now ranked 23rd in the nation.
Out of nowhere. Out of fucking nowhere. And you know
something? It was TCU.
Here's the thing, right?
Yeah, okay. And Georgia beat the holy shit out of them.
Here's my thing, right? Again, I don't follow college sports, but I love a good storyline.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me that this first-year coach with this team, new players, people were transferring from what I heard? By the way, this group is nice. I like this.
They're keeping Lash off the ring.
I ain't going to lie. Even Lash Legend, she plays her role on this.
And she's not in the ring.
She's not in the ring. That's the best part. But I like the whole concept, metaphor, the lighting and all shit. That seems crazy. But to be able to beat a team that was just in the national championship, I understand it was off season, preseason, blah, blah, blah. But to beat a team of that stature this early in the season, and you put up what? Like, was it 46 or 48?
It was a 45, 42, was it? Yeah, it was somewhere around there. I don't have the exact score.
But to drop those numbers in college football, I know enough to know that's a high-scoring offense.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing about high-scoring offenses, they do good. Look at Boise State. They never won championships, but they were always in it. They were undefeated a lot.
It was the Bluegrass.
Yeah.
It was the Bluegrass.
That's what I used to pick them in college football. that was my, I always picked that team. I'm like, yo, I'm running on blue. Jackson said it was 45-42.
Yep.
But to drop those numbers on a team this early, that's kind of impressive.
It wasn't 45-24. Oh, my bad. That was LSU.
But yeah, no, I guess that's my burial. It's like, oh, TCU, you suck, baby. You choked. You lost to nobody's, but... It ain't nobody's making stars, so props to Deion Sanders.
Can I bury Terry? Can I bury?
You bury.
Not a bury, but just a warning shot.
Okay.
To somebody who was just a little too coked out for his promos. Vince McMahon knew that Bret the Hitman Hart wanted to fuck him up.
Yeah.
And he walked into the locker room and was told, if you're still here when I get out the shower, pretty much, I'm gonna fuck you up. And he was out there.
He waited.
After he got the shower.
He waited.
And he got fucked up.
Yeah.
All right.
Forewarned.
Yeah.
Knew it was coming.
How many beefs did fucking Paulie Dangerously at the time have to separate?
Tons.
Okay. Did either one of those two ever get on national television and say that they feared for their fucking life?
No.
Gross set of balls, dude. Man, the fuck up. Just a warning shot. Don't let that shit happen again.
I ain't gonna lie. When he said what he said, because I played it for you.
Yeah.
Literally, you called me right after. I said, dude, wait till you hear what I literally put the phone next to my TV so Kyle can hear.
Yo, Gabe, this is a bad week for all of us in college football, bro. But go ahead.
Not for me. Colorado State, baby. You want to know?
You Colorado.
Sure.
Not state, Colorado.
Okay. I mean, it is a state, though.
University of Colorado.
But Colorado's a state.
Yeah, but Colorado State is a totally different college.
But they're in Colorado. So it's Colorado State football.
It's PC in, I don't know, Providence College.
Okay.
And
don't know, CCRI, same college.
Yeah, but they're both not named Colorado.
Yeah, true. How about
so technically they share the same record. All right, did they win two? Are we 2-0? You undefeated, baby. We go to the bowl.
Which bowl are you going to?
Pick one. Tostitos. You know,
just Rose, so you guys know, Brian doesn't keep up with college football.
Tangerine Bowl.
However,
Plum Bowl.
Watch this.
Hurry gives you the shits.
What are the Patriots doing this year?
Huh?
What are the Patriots doing this year?
Trying to get an offensive line.
Hey, listen, man. I got nothing bad to say about the Patriots.
I would hope not.
I have to let it go. Yes. Dedicated to my aunt, baby. But, yeah.
Don't worry, we suck now, so you ain't going to get none of the hate if you cheer for them. You'll be fine. You're good this year. Trust me. I think you're okay.
Can I put this away now?
Sure.
All right. Do better. I didn't even do my damn intro.
Yeah. what did Nick say?
Colorado State are the Rams, not the Buffaloes, bro. Yeah. Cool. They're totally different teams. Colorado Buffaloes, Colorado
but
State.
But it's in Rams. Colorado.
But there's a state college and a private university.
Understandable.
Yeah.
In what state?
Go ahead, man.
Am I missing something here?
Is Arizona and Arizona State the same college?
Yes! Kyle. Serious question.
Is Texas and Texas A&M the same college?
Probably. Listen, what state is Texas and Texas Atom at?
Did you say fucking Atom?
Yeah. Is there another one? I'm being serious. I don't know shit.
A&M, man.
I picked Boise State because of the turf. I don't know shit about college football. Legit. I know there's Wolverines in Michigan. All right?
Yeah.
I know you're Clemson guys because I lived in South Carolina for a little
Tigers.
Bit. Yeah, the Tigers.
Yeah, LSU also
orange,
the Tigers.
Orange with the paw.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
See, I know that. I just learned Duke got a football team. So my knowledge is expanded. Okay? That's.
So you learned Duke got a football team up. How they whooped our ass?
How long have we lived in the state of Rhode Island?
I've lived here on and off.
Pretty much our whole lives.
I'd say a good 21 years.
Okay.
On my 41.
Now, up here, does any sports station, aside from ESPN, talk anything about college sports?
It depends on which college sport. Because PC gets a lot of radio.
PC does get play.
URI gets a lot of track and field. And then we got the Boston colleges, you know, the Boston University, UMass, shit like that.
Yes.
And also Connecticut. Connecticut for some reason.
Yeah, we get that.
Apparently Connecticut's the fucking local fucking team for Rhode Island.
But here's the thing, right? We only talk about them when they're winning.
Yeah.
Because that's a New England thing. As much as people talk about New Englanders, we celebrate championships. That's our thing.
Unless you're the Bruins, then you celebrate choking.
Oh, no, they celebrated all right. They won that Stanley Cup, the tab, oh, that I shrine.
I know. But go ahead, though. Go ahead.
But no, like... Legitimately, I don't know the difference. So the Colorado and Colorado State, they united as one, in my opinion.
What if they're not
taking both their records?
What if they're not in the same city?
But they're in the same state. State. All right? So it's like country.
Do you know how many colleges are in California?
A lot. So they got a really good chance of making the bowls, right?
Because they could just combine all of their records to the same state.
Don't even get me started about conferences. I don't know shit. All right, you want to know the other extent of my college knowledge?
ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac 10.
If you ever listen to this guy's show, right?
Yeah.
You'll understand what I'm talking about. The only other thing I know about college sports is Paul Feinbaum. Have you ever listened to the phone callers from their show? Fucking hilarious. That's all I need to know. Roll Tide, that's Bama, right?
Yeah.
Razorbacks, they hate Bama.
Just so everybody hates.
Is everyone's bitch.
Everybody, no, whoa.
That's what I heard.
No, not in football.
Well, I don't know.
They're actually decent.
I know Eli Manning. I was like, I don't know college sports.
All right.
I trust me, the basketball, I watch college basketball. That's okay. Don't get me wrong. But, like, football, nah.
It's the same idea. It's just different sports.
Yeah, valid point.
All right, but go ahead, man.
Learn something new every day.
All right, now that I just got that Clemson Tiger disappointing historic fucking choke job, Clemsoning, man, it's a real thing. Okay.
What's up, Muscle Win?
Put it on the screen.
All right. Is he your new Intercontinental Championship GOAT?
Go ahead. Gotta say this.
Yes.
Say the same thing on Orange Cassidy.
Mm-hmm. Point to the bad match.
Not one?
Point to the bad match. Man had a fucking clinic with Dragunov. I don't understand that that was on NXT. It wasn't the main roster. Man had an absolute fucking, probably the best Monday Night Raw match I've seen in the last ever. With Chad Gable last night. Mm-hmm. Fuck them kids, motto.
His poor daughter, man. That girl. Yo, it was a... All right, I don't want to make fun of somebody.
He said it in Australia. Fuck them kids. It takes a legend, maybe.
If there was ever...
Fuck them kids.
If there was ever a perfect cry gif or meme, that is it. Because she goes from... like just pure happiness to just utter, like, you remember the Bart Simpson thing with Lizzie, like, let's see at this exact moment you see his heart.
Yes, right? Yes, right.
It was that little girl, and it was so sad, but adorable. She's adorable.
Yeah. However, let's not take away from Chad Gable's fucking effort. That man is the most underrated wrestler on the planet right now for me. And I keep, I need an underrated bracket.
Okay.
We need to come up with a bunch of mid-carders, not main eventers, mm-hmm. who actually deserve some respect and don't get enough from wrestling fans. Chad Gable should be at the top of that fucking list.
Agreed.
That man, was, you know, him, and I don't know if it was Walter walking him through or if he was carrying Walter, and those equal the best matches to me. That match was hard-hitting. There was throws. There was stiff shots. That ending sequence was fucking phenomenal. He's an excellent seller. I got to give you that. Mm-hmm. Walter's kicking the fucking door off the hinges, bro. I'm sorry. Sorry. I said Walter.
Kyle?
It's not Walter.
It's what?
Gunther!
That's right.
The ring and it rally.
And this mat is what?
Sacred!
Goddamn right it is. Say it every fucking week. And it's true.
Yeah.
Gunther is, when we talk about the best in the world right now, and you know me, I throw out a couple of names. I throw out Ospreay all the time.
If anybody's deserving of a Seth match.
It's this man.
There you go.
This man. Like, with all due respect, I don't know. First off, don't take the belt off him yet.
Hell, I got to say this.
Keep going.
To me, the year he's having, mm-hmm. he's actually one of my top four right now to win the Royal Rumble.
Agreed. Because everyone thinks it's clear-cut Cody. Nah.
Gunther has been showing out this fucking year, bro. It's bangers with Drew, bangers with Sheamus, bangers with every fucking body. And he can go any style.
Yeah.
Which is what I like about him. He's not a one-trick pony.
No.
At all. Ring psychology there. Hard hits there. Strong moves there.
Yeah.
Hell, he even jumped off top ropes once or twice this year.
Yeah. Slashes.
Once or twice. Not a lot. He didn't do a lot. But seriously, though, in terms of an Intercontinental Championship, Mount Rushmore... Mm-hmm. Somebody's face just got taken down. Razor Ramon is up there for me. Mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels is up there for me.
Okay.
Bret the Hitman Hart. But when you think Bret, you don't think Intercontinental. You think more world title. Mm-hmm. And same thing with Shawn. So I'm going to take Shawn down too.
Yeah, his IC title wins is what made him.
Yeah, exactly. Who else would you put up there besides going to Honky Tonk Man? Just got kicked the fuck off.
I mean, if you want to go old school, you got Pedro Morales.
Okay. Well, old school.
That's it. But he was one of the best at that time.
The original Intercontinental
Champion. The first Intercontinental Champion to main event a show. So during that time period, I know we a lot of us as fans don't really go back that far and talk about it as much as we should. But
sign me up.
You got him there. Oh yeah, Wesley and Dragunov. Yes.
Sign me up.
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please. Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig. Another person we will talk about.
Mount Rushmore solidified right there. Gunther, Mr. Perfect, Pedro Morales, Shawn Michaels. Kick one off. Ooh. I know you want to put Ravishing Rick Rude up there, probably.
That was another name I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Shit, there's a lot. You can throw Greg Valentine's name out there, but...
You black.
That feud.
Sign me up for real now.
Piper?
Damn!
That's another good name. Like, there's a lot. But here's the kicker, right? You know whose name we haven't said once yet?
Who's that?
Who? Honky Tonk Man.
I said it twice.
The greatest of all time. Thank you very much. But when we're really talking about who the true greatest is, like, overall, we're putting matches up, we're putting promos up, we're putting presentation up. Is Gunther the new GOAT for me? Yeah. Here's another name we didn't throw out there. Miz. He's held the belt 9 times.
Eddie would approve.
Remember, double.
Yeah.
Grand Slam champ.
Yeah.
So.
Even though Seth did it too.
Yeah.
Even though Seth, I mean, Miz hasn't won this Raw heavyweight title.
Oh, that's the new one, so.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah. But, no, but like, when you think about some of the greatest, there's a lot of names about Savage. You know what I'm saying?
Ricky Steamboat, Ricky Savage. Steamboat. Good Lord, yeah.
Names of people who held this title.
Macho Man is bumping on Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
He got her.
But see, here's my thing, right? Who had the better IC reign?
Shawn Michaels has left the building.
But no, I agree with you. Gunther's head is now on that Mount Rushmore of IC champions, and rightfully so, because like you said, can't name a bad match.
Not one.
He took on everybody.
Everyone.
Whoever wanted the smoke got the smoke.
And they didn't want that smoke.
Not that one, because their chest was hurting.
Yeah, man.
So
then their neck was hurting. Yeah. Then their back was hurting. Mm-hmm. And then their head got knocked off their fucking head.
Yeah.
And then they got pinned.
Yeah, pretty much. Over
their pancake. Pretty much, yeah.
Rhea Ripley's favorite move. But no, Gunther, yeah. Is he the greatest Intercontinental Champion I've ever seen? Yeah. And Kyle, think of it like this, right? 35 years of our life, that record has been around.
Mm.
Think about how many records left that haven't been broken. There's only one that probably, I shouldn't say probably, because right now there's currently someone attempting to do it. But there's a record that's probably not ever going to get broken. We hope it doesn't get broken. Because I don't think I can do 7 years. We're on 4 right now, and I'm already begging it to stop.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, those shows back in those days were like once or two times a year.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like it was now in a weekly episodic thing. So this, and the modern day, is the best championship run ever.
Oh, you got to remember, too, Bruno did sell out Madison Square Garden 158 consecutive times.
That's in fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Think about the years Bruno did that.
But those tickets were $3. These tickets are $300.
All right, so explain why the Knicks have never done it.
Because they fucking suck.
And those tickets were free.
They were Knicks.
Wicker baskets. And they couldn't even sell that bitch out. Bruno did.
It's the Knicks. Don't want to pay no, see no fucking Knicks.
But we got it. Yeah, Gunther is that guy right now, man. Gunther is that man. And I got to say this. I will fight it now. I will say the Dudley Boys are the greatest tag team of all time. Gunther is considered, in my opinion, the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. You can talk about whoever, your Bretts, your Shawns. They all have legendary matches, but how many of them have a list of legendary matches the way Gunther does?
Mm.
Oh, that's coming. I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm getting ready, but I'm waiting for the commercial break. But yeah, Gunther, definitely well-deserved. Thursday is officially the day he breaks the record. Tomorrow he ties it. Thursday he breaks it. So, congratulations to
Gunther,
the greatest champion of all time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. That was really good. What's next?
All righty. Where do we go from here? We got these boys, and then we got this one.
You surprised me, because I got a rough take on both of them.
All right, so we'll start off with this one, because why worry about one when we can worry about four?
Put it on the screen.
Alrighty, Judgment Day has all the gold.
And silver.
And red stuff.
And bronze.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how do you make a group dominant? Give them all the gold.
All the gold.
That's the way he says that.
Undisputed Era, all the gold. Shield, all the gold.
Yeah.
DX, all the gold. When you want to make a dominant faction, you give them all the gold. And number one, they have the most over person in wrestling. I'm not debating this. Dominic Mysterio is the most over person in wrestling.
And if you don't believe me, listen to him talk. Notice you don't hear anything? It's because of the booze that he generates.
You're not wrong.
Reaction is over. Ask LA Knight. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not they also got a custom now made. Mm-hmm. A custom made Money in the Bank briefcase for Senor Money in the Bank. JD McDonough, his storyline, isn't it? But in all seriousness, does Judgment Day run WWE? Gotta say what Rhea Ripley said. Bloodline's done. What's left?
Judgment Day.
Main event, Dom. The Tribal Chief Finn Balor.
The fact that you can say that and I can't even bat an eye. Dom, this main event, Dom.
Yeah. You have the wise woman, Rhea Ripley, always talking to Dom. Mm-hmm. And you got the right hand man and Senor Money in the Bank. They just gotta flip it.
Mm-hmm. Turn around, flip it, and reverse it.
Flip it. Yeah, in all honesty, though, man, they got all the gold right now. You can't say anything about it. What are you gonna say? They just beat two of the best in WWE, and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Great fucking match. From what I saw, it was great.
It was actually.
I still haven't fully finished the rest of the pay-per-view.
The Penguins shit got me to pop. I'm not gonna lie. When they popped up out of the penalty box with the Penguins jerseys on, that was great. That was a good touch. That was a good touch. KO probably got a couple of staples.
Yeah, he didn't show up on Raw. Like, you know what? I'm not coming in. Could be worse. Could use real ass.
But yeah, man. I'm actually still interested because there's still that tension between Finn Balor and Damian. There's still that X Factor and JD McDonough. But as of right now, it's only Raw. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say when it comes to Raw, Judgment Day got it.
Okay. I mean,
are they putting asses in seats? Absolutely not. I will say this, but they're in every other segment.
I will say this: every single one of their shirts, fire.
Yeah,
and I love the fact that they all wear each other's shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Judgment Day. I bring it all the way back to when Edge created it. It was like, what the fuck is this group? And this is my only problem with Judgment Day. Still, my question is, what the fuck is this group? You know what I mean? Like, what is the mission of Judgment Day? Because
protect Dominic Mysterio at all costs.
I mean, pretty much, that is the one. But no, I mean, like, you know how everybody got a mission statement? Like, DX is here to buck the system. You know, the
NWO's taking over. Bullet Club taking over.
You know what I'm saying? The Nation of Domination, by any means necessary. What is the reason for Judgment Day? Because we never got an explanation.
Judgment Day was formed to be a Edge Appreciation Society, so to speak.
Originally, yes.
I don't know if you believe the dirt sheets. Whatever reason that they split Edge away from it, they did. At that point, yeah, they kind of never had a clear, concise mission.
Never had a clear mission. Now, with that being said, have I enjoyed Judgment Day? Yeah. They've added a lot of twists and turns. It's, to me now, it's like, who's the leader?
Why are your eyelashes so fucking long? I'm sorry, continue.
I mean, I'm not looking at eyelashes. But no, I like where they're going with the group. It's like, they're a group of misfits. Like, to me, that's the closest thing to it. It's like, they're a group of misfits. They're a group of outcasts, but they've never really fully been defined. Now, them holding all the gold, love it. Because we've been saying this about Dom Mysterio. Dom, by the way, we got to throw him up real quick. He's in the building.
It's in the building, baby.
Representing for the countries.
You see him going up. You see him going up.
It's going to be a teachable moment for that little bastard. But no, like, I love what they're doing with Dom. Like you said, Dom is the most over person in wrestling. I mean, it's not. WWE, hands down.
Level up still.
Overall,
thing.
I guess.
All right, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Still is level up. But, you know what I'm saying? The fact that he's involved in NXT more,
mm-hmm.
it's getting him that work that he needs.
Yeah, he's got his promos have actually gotten better.
A lot.
Backstage.
Better. And we'll talk about another promo he did.
Backstage, because in the ring, you don't hear shit he says.
Pretty much. Rhea Ripley, what were we saying about Rhea Ripley before? There's something that just wasn't clicking with her.
Oh, yeah. She definitely reinvented herself.
Reinvented herself. Mommy is mommy.
Damian Priest reinvented himself.
Damian Priest. Another one. A guy that I just never...
The Archer of Infamy.
Never got into him. But this guy right here...
I always liked him.
I never did. Ring of Honor. Didn't like him.
Punishment Martinez?
No. Independence. Was not a fan. Because he was always a WWE guy. But not saying that he was a bad wrestler, but he fit the WWE mold. And right now it's showing he fits this WWE because he's damn near perfect in his role.
Yeah.
Finn Balor. Another guy. Lost in the sauce for a long period of time. We've all wanted this side of Finn for the longest. Like when he went down to NXT and re-became the Prince. That was the guy we all wanted to see. And then bringing a little bit of that Prince swag up with Judgment Day and giving them that little group attitude, like his own little mini Bullet Club. It was never, because this is where like the storyline right now gets interesting, because it's like, who's the leader of the group? Because you can look at any one of these people and say, you know, they can take orders from me. And now they all got gold. Does somebody get greedy? Does someone's personal opinion get in the way? Because somebody's going to drop a belt sooner or later. I'm not predicting that to happen anytime soon, but it's going to happen. And where does Judgment Day go from there? And like you said earlier, there's this guy named JD McDonagh chilling on the sideline right there. What's he going to get into? So,
and I hate to say it, but I got to say it. On NXT, JD McDonagh definitely had a following. Main roster, they're like, who the fuck is this guy? Judgment Day is already resurrected. Dominic Mysterio, no longer that pretty fucking mullet-wearing follower of my daddy.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley, no longer looking like, you know, why the fuck did we bring you up to the main roster? Damian Priest, a lot of people thought he was boring. Now they're saying that this guy is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Even Finn Balor. I mean, he was always great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but Finn Balor was always derailed by some sort of thing. Right now, the Judgment Day is actually giving him a pretty good path.
Yeah.
JD McDonagh, I think, Brother Reese comes in and fills in for Damian Priest if he splits him, or if he fills in for Finn. Either or way, I think that the Judgment Day is a perfect spot for him. So they're knocking it out the park with him.
And I agree with you. They're the best storyline in WWE. With all due respect to Bloodline, it's been dying down.
You don't like the whole Jay's receipts? His receipts look like they're coming.
They are. We're going to talk about that in a second.
All right.
And I'm intrigued by that, too. Very intrigued by that. But when it comes to the Bloodline story, because we all know who's the story about.
Now?
Exactly. And this is the point I was making.
Solo one.
That's the point I was making.
You might want to pick that back up or...
But you get what I'm saying, right?
Well, let that one go.
What have I been saying for the past couple months? The story has never been about Roman. And now, with the way the story's going, it has to be about Roman. Because this one's over here. This one's over here. This one is in the background, still learning, but he's got a mind of his own. We still got Paul Heyman over here. But the Bloodline together is what makes the story so interesting. It's always those moments when they're together. And now they're putting in different places. You're spreading it kind of thin. You get what I'm saying? Judgment Day, it's all right here. You know what I'm saying? Including NXT now. So the fact that they're even adding a third show for their involvement, it's becoming number one for me. It's becoming the top storyline. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of like it. I like it.
All right. And next, can you just kindly put that on screen?
All right. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Back.
Back.
Jey Uso's back.
2 weeks later.
Not even. Like. What's up?
Cody Rhodes used his backstage pull, his political, you know, things.
Oh, so you mean to tell me there's politics in pro wrestling?
Who said that?
Oh, that's Phil.
What stroke does... No, anyway. But seriously though, bravo. Separate the two brothers because we knew they had to do something because they wanted that to be a WrestleMania match, not a Survivor Series match, not a payback match.
Yes.
Let the two brothers separate toward WrestleMania. Let it start building up again. Let it start building up again. Let it start building up again. Do something with the Bloodline storyline.
Yep.
Do something. Damn it. Give me a stick. Do something. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, I'm liking Jay on Monday Night Raw. If he's truly main event Jay, let him get there. By yourself now, Bruce. Time to get your ass over. Even though they did stick him with Sami Zayn. I'm not saying that you can't get yourself over, but a way to get somebody over is by having somebody who's over get you over.
By the time we hit Royal Rumble, Jey Uso is going to be a heel. And it's going to kill that for me. Because like you said, there's a lot of receipts. We saw it on Raw.
Drew was like,
nah. Riddle, nah. Everybody in the back, nah. There's going to be a lot of dirt being thrown on Jay's name. Now, here's the real question. Are the fans going to stay behind it? The way WWE fans are, I see them eventually turning on Jay.
He got 2 months.
And this is what I fear for when it comes to this storyline.
He has 2 months.
And this is why, again, I didn't want him around. Because now he's back.
Way too soon. Way too soon.
Jimmy is doing his own thing.
What the fuck is he doing?
Now you mean to tell me for them two to see each other again, we got to wait all the way till Mania?
Probably. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Good luck on separating the twins.
Because you expect us to give a damn about these two guys separately.
I do like Jay. I'm not going to lie. Jay earned my respect. But Jimmy, big brother. Until little brother gets that get back, can't do it.
And like I said, can't do it. Now we got to wait. It's the waiting game. Do they brush up against each other at Rumble? Like, do they see each other in passing at Survivor Series?
Number 17, number 18, Jay and Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean...
random drawings?
Random drawings. Or number one, number two.
Yeah.
See,
random.
Yeah, random. It's like MJF and Adam Cole teaming together. What are the odds?
Double clothesline.
Gotta want that smoke. 1,000% hit rate, baby. It was just like this.
Oh, my Lord. Is he going to be in the underrated bracket?
Speaking of which, yes. As a matter of fact, he is. All right? But no, have you seen what he looks like now?
I haven't seen him since he left.
He's fucking huge.
By the way, quiet little breaking news, because it was breaking news to me, too. Sonny Kiss is no longer on the AEW website.
Yeah.
He was quietly released.
You know what else is breaking news? Duke has a football team. Never do. Never do it. No, do me a favor. Google Fuego del Sol. Look at the difference in that guy from what he looks in now. But but no, with Jey Uso.
Thanks, baby.
I love what they're going to do with him on Raw. I love the receipt thing. I love the fact that everyone's looking at him sideways. Everyone wants to see what the fuck's going to happen with Jey Uso. My thing is, how long can you keep him a babyface? Because like
Kyle said, he's been in the gym, huh?
Yeah. Fuego's getting big. Okay. But like, fans are going to start being like, yeah, you did do that. Yeah, you did do that. Yeah, you did say that. And
don't say it. Wrong. Drew can cut a good one.
Yeah, and here's the thing. That's the other touchy subject. We know we're getting a Drew McIntyre heel turn. But when you think of what Drew is going to say to Jay, you can't really boo him for that because he's just
absolutely right.
He's justified.
You screwed him twice?
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, the fuck do I feel bad for you?
It was once.
Yeah.
It was once because Solo did the other one.
So, but you get what I'm saying. So
yeah, I got
you.
Your
family did this to me, so I'm going to rain terror on you. But
pretty
it's
much.
Like,
are you and nobody gonna... nobody has a reason to befriend that guy.
At all.
Don't put him on a Survivor Series team for Raw because not for nothing. It's going to be like Public Enemy when they came on Raw.
Yeah. ass whooping.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know what I mean? So it's like, I love the fact, like, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that Jay's back or whatever. Like, personally, I'd rather him have gone away for a couple of months, not 2 fucking weeks.
That's way too soon.
What did I say?
Way too. You said, you called it.
What did I say? I'm like, I don't want him to be back, but I guarantee he'll be back in a couple weeks.
Yep. And he didn't make it too.
Ta-da!
Left on Friday, came back 2 Mondays later.
Yeah.
That's not a full 2 weeks.
No, not even.
Actually, no. It was a full Saturday. Came back on Friday, two Saturdays later he came back.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? It's like, every time WWE has a chance, this is one of those things that really pisses me off. It's like, when you have a chance to do something special, you shoot.
Hey, isn't that the guy that was in, you know, that fight club, and that we aren't supposed to know that was in the fight club when he got called up, but then they sent it back down with the name that he used in the fight club?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's him. Dama Kato. But no, like, I like Jay. I like what they're going to do with. Hopefully, I like what they're doing with him, seeing where they have him right now. But you got to be careful. It's going to be a slippery fucking slope.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree with that. Other thing I want to do, real quick. Shannon Sharp. Learn your co-host name. Stop calling that man Skip. His name is Stephen A. Smith. Not Skip.
All right, go ahead. I apologize. I'm sending Ms. Dina a message.
That's all gravy, baby. That means I get to talk some shit. Another thing I want to talk about, okay? Midgets. Wrestling doesn't have any midgets right now, okay? We need to bring back the midgets. WLC was greatness. Okay?
It was indeed greatness. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what else I want to talk about?
Yes.
Women's wrestling, okay? We're going to start right now with one of the people who I think shouldn't even be in women's wrestling, all right? And her name is Nyla. Mustafa. Nyla Mustafa in the India independent circuits should not be in women's wrestling, okay? All right? She kicked that camel a little bit too hard. Nyla Mustafa, I got my eye on you. Got my eye on you.
This was one of those, the senses were ready. type things.
Anything else we got left?
Impact 1000. This weekend, I want to throw that out there. If anybody wants to watch it, I will be watching it. I'm very excited for Impact. Congratulations. Yes, yes.
Keep going. Keep going.
Congratulations to Impact.
Yep, congratulations.
Because they are bringing back a bunch of legends.
Like?
Superstars.
Like?
Big names.
Like?
Hall of Famers.
Like?
Oh, like the Awesome Kong.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
She will be there. Guess who's coming out of retirement?
Who's coming out of retirement?
Gail Kim.
Gail, wow. That's actually really big.
Yeah, for a matchup. I think it's like a 10-woman tag.
That's actually really big.
Yeah, Gail Kim coming back for one more match. Yeah, I'll tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else is coming back?
Who else is coming back, Brian?
Team 3D.
And?
Devon. He's going to get the tables one more time.
And there's another name you're missing.
Huh?
There's another name you're missing.
Another name that I'm missing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Daka! Just kidding. No, I'm not about the man. I can't do this shit. That guy! That motherfucker right here! This guy who cut a promo on me, defending fucking Curry Man, alright? He's gonna be there, alright? You're gonna get the fucking. You're gonna get your dude. You're gonna get yours. I called Moose. Moose is ready. Moose, baby! He's ready for your ass.
Kyle.
I'm sorry.
Think about what you just said.
What?
Who did you call?
Moose!
You're gonna send a moose to attack a shark?
Yeah, that kind of doesn't sound right, does it?
I'm just throwing that out there.
You know what? You know what?
Speaking of main events.
You know what?
What's up?
I know somebody who's a good sharpshooter. I'm calling Chris Bay. That's what I'm doing. Chris Bay did it.
It's been years.
Chris Bay did it.
We know who shot
him. Yes, Chris Bay, he did it! I'm gonna need your services one more time, Chris.
You're innocent, Chris. hear this, I know you're gonna sit.
Oh, yeah, he didn't do it. I'm not in the investigation right now. I'm not testifying. Okay. But we know who did it. All right? And he had dreads. That's all I'm saying. Not a coincidence.
I feel bad for Chris, man.
We got anything else to say?
No, I think that's pretty much it. So we'll catch everybody next week.
Hey, what's that thing that kept happening whenever the technical difficulties came up?
Like, I have no idea.
Something kept happening.
I don't know. I'm going to hit the outro now, but we'll catch everybody next week.
Douche it.
Later.